Open your Bible with us this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 9. Hallelujah. Philippians, chapter 3. AJ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that we have a God who cannot fail?
Amen.
Amen. This morning, I want to talk to you from this thought. Listen to it. Walking in the light of this new resurrection life and power. Walking in the light of this new resurrection, this resurrection life and power. Amen. Light. I said light, life, resurrection, life and power. Hallelujah. Resurrection. Normally we talk about resurrection on resurrection morning of the Sunday that we celebrate resurrection. And we do that once a year. But I want to talk about resurrection power. Resurrection power. Thank you. Resurrection power. And I want to take the time and examine what Paul is saying. And this is where we will begin our reading from the 9th verse. I want to pick up a portion of the 8th verse to get the whole thought. That's Philippians 3:9. And we're doing this from the Amplified Bible, not the Classic, but the Amplified. And he said in verse 8, the latter part, I'm not reading all the verse, he said, For his sake, I've lost everything. And I consider it all garbage, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him. May be found in him, believing and what? Relying on him. Not having any righteousness of my own derived from my obedience to the law or its ritual. But what? Possessing that genuine righteousness which comes through the faith of Christ, faith in Christ. The righteousness which came from God on the basis of faith. Hallelujah. And this so that I may know him how? Experimentally and becoming more what? Thoroughly acquainted with him. Understanding the remarkable wonders. Where did we go? Understand the remarkable wonders of his person more completely. And in that same way, experience the power of his what? Resurrection. Which what? Overflows. Which overflow from. Hallelujah. Overflows and is acted in believers. Power. The power of resurrection. The power of his resurrection. Now I'm going to read this from the King James translation also. Philippians 3. Listen how it reads in the King James. I'll come back to an Amplified. Hallelujah. It says in verse 9, I be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. That's the way the King James reads. But the Amplified says, that I may experience the power of his resurrection, which overflows and is what? Acted in believers. And that I may share what? The fellowship of his suffering by being continually what? Conformed inwardly. How? Inwardly in his what? Likeness. Even to his death. Dying as he did. When we understand what kind of death he died, what kind of suffering he suffered with, and then we'll know how to share in his suffering. Are you hearing me? When we understand what kind of death he died and what kind of suffering he suffered with and what he put off and what he conquered. And that in dying, he put away death. But you listen. He put away death. And many times when we mention the word death, we think of physical death. But there's several kinds of death mentioned in the Bible, but the one we're talking about, and I want to give me Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14. Because this is the one we want to focus on. This power, his resurrection. Hallelujah. Hebrews 2:14. Hallelujah. Now listen to what it says. Reading this from the King James. Hallelujah. For as much then as children are partakers of what? Flesh and blood. As children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise what? Took part of the same. That through what? Death he might do what? Destroy him that had the power of death. That is who? The devil. And we're talking about the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. The power. He destroyed death. Hebrews chapter 9, and I believe verse 27, we don't have to turn there, said, it is appointed unto man once to what? Die. After that, the judgment. The only death that a saint is concerned about, or should be concerned about, will experience, rather, is when your spirit and soul depart from your body. That's the only one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.